You'd rather be right than be happy or rich. You'd rather be right than happy, you'd rather be right than rich. Your micro-expressions will give you away. I had a few remarkable experiences the past few days. The conclusions from these experiences make me mad, angry, bitter, and hopeless. But that should not surprise you, the condition of humanity is hopeless. I am watching people from the fifth floor evolutionary level, doing what they do on the street, pedestrian, level, act the way they act, like a moron. Don't blame me. If you were watching your life from where I am watching from, you would not make the same moves, I promise you. Actually, I guarantee you. One of the things I discovered is that many people think that they are already connected. They are legends in their own mind. They will protect where they are, however low or high that place may be. You can't train people who already know. When someone wants to be trained, one needs to declare themselves, temporarily, incompetent in the subject. Otherwise they are going to resist the training, or spend all their time fitting what they hear into what they already know. Neither of those is getting trained. Remember, most training is the willingness to try something on. Like a jacket in the clothing store. But if you leave your jacket on, pretending to try on a jacket on top of it, it won't fit, will it? This is what most people do, and it is driving me bonkers. Then again, some things that happened were quite promising, even if they were few and far between. One promising thing actually happened to me, personally. I have been watching and rewatching the Lie to Me TV series, seeing more and more with every viewing. But yesterday I was nudged by Source, out of nowhere, to watch a British, Victorian age series, about some girl Tilly, who had to deal with being accused of being a witch, whatever witch means. I watched it for about half an hour and then I couldn't watch it any longer. I descended into an inner hell, for about 5 hours. In those 30 minutes of the movie, she escaped two attempts to rape, and she was in the middle of the third, when I closed my browser. She was gossiped about, learned to dance, lost the man she loved to another woman. No, thank you, not for me, not now, not ever. Hell. I closed the browser but I didn't close my mind. The scenes were playing in my mind, and I felt every pain known to a woman. Anguish, fear, anger, longing, fury. You name it, I felt it. Most people, when strong feelings come up, they hide from them. They run from them, they outwit them, depending on their emotional age. I decided to be an adult, and I faced the strong feelings. To allow these feelings ravage me was painful, but I hung in there, and felt what I needed to feel. I own a book I never read, but just caught a glimpse of it the night before while I was searching for something good to read. Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. What a title, and what a perfect match. No accidents here. It was time. I didn't take my remedy. Why? Because buried feelings never die. And this was an unburying ceremony. Lasted for 5 hours, and once I could feel what I never allowed myself to feel, it was gone, and I am my happy self again. I have made a few distinctions from this feeling incident, and I'd like to share them with you. The two most important distinctions I was able to glean were: when you suppress something, like a feeling, you suppress everything. You can't just suppress pain, anger, envy. You need to suppress everything. As a result, you are a walking dead, useless for you and others. This has been true for me, and I am, as you can see, still working on it. The first feeling I've ever allowed myself to feel was anger. I was sure I was going to go off the deep end at the time. But little by little I was able to express anger without feeling that I'd kill someone. It's been a long process. Since I've been perusing the Heaven on Earth energy bundle, the released feelings are popping up almost daily. Most of them have been painless, until yesterday. Pain-free and dead or alive and feeling what there is to feel. That is the choice. I am now choosing being alive and feeling what there is to feel. Easier with the Heaven on Earth energy bundle. I may get done by the end of the year. Yay! The core feeling you are suppressing is unconfrontable for you, even now. It is, probably, the core feeling of your soul correction. You've been suppressing it, lying about it, but it isn't going anywhere. I now see why I had to watch the Lie to Me series, over and over again. I see that you cannot hide your feelings, your negative feelings, they leak out. Microexpressions, they call them. They talk louder than your lies. Your carefully put together persona. My soul correction is forget thyself, meaning, get off the high horse, get off feeling superior, get off being condescending and feeling contempt for others. I never understood how people knew how I felt about them. I was so helpful, I was so kind, I was so sweet. But the contempt leaked out around my mouth, that is where you show contempt as a micro-expression. Each soul correction has its micro-expression. Occasionally I can feel it. But it definitely visible on the picture you sent me. Surrendering my life to be guided by Source, guided by soul has been part of my soul correction. Not hiding my automatic contempt, but making fun of myself, laughing out loud, has been a real lifesaver, and an unmasking. People have been laughing with me, and getting that I work really hard. Can I fix my soul correction? My understanding is that you can't. My understanding is that every time you conquer it, even if just a little bit, you are in light, you are in your vibration. So, if you have been wondering why your vibration isn't rising, now you know. Most people, when I ask them what is their soul correction, tell me they don't remember. Bad sign. Do you hope that you can raise your vibration without facing the nasty stuff that you are hiding? Dream on. You are at the wrong place. Join some cult, or return to religion. Any kind. There it is all talk, no results. But if you are earnest about raising your vibration, if you are committed to going to the next level, if you honor your soul and your relationship with it, then you will want to earn your light. That is the original design. That is what I teach here. Not your cup of tea? Lol. Go away. Find yourself a really spiritual teacher. Please. If you are staying, be prepared to face the tiger. In the Face the Tiger workshop we dig and dig deep until we unearthed much of the nasty. So the nasty can stop plaguing you. So you can start suppressing it and finally be the best you. Let's face the tiger together.